Toshi. I apologize for my pronunciations. She's going to present the effects of biochar amendment on ammonia volatilization from soil under remnant urine application and subsequent plant availability with it.
Hello everyone. This assignment is part of my PhD project under excellent supervision of Professors Tim Clough and Rob Sherlock at Lincoln University, New Zealand. The outline of my presentation would be introduction, materials and methods, results and conclusion. Firstly, introduction. Nitrogen occupies a unique position among the elements that are essential for plant growth because of the significant amounts required by most agricultural crops. The nitrogen transformation process in soils, including gains and losses, are well known and are not specific to grassland system. However, grazed grassland systems such as New Zealand differ from the other managed system in the nature and extent of their internal nitrogen cycle. Nitrogenous components in ruminant urine are mostly dominated by urea, and once urea has been voided onto the soil, the hydrolysis of urea commences, which results in ammonia volatilization. Up to 41% of this nitrogen can be volatilized as ammonia, and ammonia can contribute to the formation of secondary atmospheric aerosols, the acidification and eutrophication of lakes and rivers, decreasing biodiversity in tertiary ecosystem, decreased methane oxidation rates in soil and indirected soils of nitrous oxide, which is a potent greenhouse gas. Methods are required to reduce ammonia volatilization from agricultural soil. One of the possible methods is using biochar. What is biochar? Biochar is byproduct of bioenergy and has been defined as a carbon-rich product that is manufactured by thermal decomposition of organic material under a limited oxygen supply at relatively low temperatures. It has been promoted as a potential tool for sequestering carbon, and also several studies have shown that biochar can affect soil nitrogen transformations. Lehman in 2007 reported that biochar may have different properties depending on pyrolysis condition, depending on manufacturing process such as pyrolysis temperature, as you can see here. So the effects of biochar incorporation on soil nitrogen dynamics depend on the properties of given biochar. Also, Day et al. In 2005 showed that biochar can be considered as a carrier of nitrogen compounds such as hydrated ammonium molecules. However, the bioavailability of this nitrogen was not assessed. In a previous work we have conducted, we found that biochar can affect inorganic nitrogen concentration in the soil. As we had four treatments, including control, 0U, which was the zero amounts of biochar plus urine, 15U, 15 tons of hectare biochar plus urine, and 30U, 30 tons per hectare plus urine. Under the highest rate of biochar, there were higher amount of the ammonia and lower concentrations of nitrate. Concentrations of ammonia and lower concentrations of nitrate. And also, 30 tons per hectare of biochar can reduce nitrous oxide emissions by around 70%. After this experiment, we hypothesized that ammonia formation and its subsequent adsorption onto or into the biochar particles can reduce inorganic nitrogen pool for nitrifiers. So the inorganic nitrogen content and nitrous oxide emissions reduce. As a follow-up experiment, we examined the potential of different types of biochar and absorption of ammonia 15 nitrogen in vitro. And the fate of this nitrogen was assessed on the plant soil system. The 78% increase in dry material of enriched biochar, as you can see here, DRD's treatment, supported the hypothesis that the biochar could absorb ammonia and it was plant available. However, this experiment raised more questions, which I will talk to you about today. The objective of this study was to assess in situ the effects of adding biochar and ruminant urine to pasture soil on ammonia absorption by biochar in situ, ammonia volatilization rate, and the potential of the urine-treated biochar to act as a plant nitrogen source. We had two experiments. In the first experiment, silt loam was collected. Biochar was incorporated to the soil at 3 years, at three rates, 0, 15, and 30 tons per hectare. Urine added at one rate, and ammonia was collected using flow through system and trapping ammonia gas as ammonium in acid traps. After 29 of this experiment, this is the graph of ammonia volatilization and histogram of ammonia volatilization, and this one showed the cumulative ammonia flux. After 29 days, we found that a 45% decrease of ammonia volatilization in the biochar treatments without any effect of biochar rate. Also, within 24 hours of urine application, the ammonium 15 nitrogen of ammonia was higher in 0U treatment, and as time progressed, this concentration decreased. Also, we separated the biochar particles from the soil and we analyzed soil and biochar. The total nitrogen content of the biochar increased significantly, especially in 30 tons per hectare of biochar. And 15 nitrogen enrichment of the biochar increased, as you can see here. The concentrations of inorganic nitrogen content of biochar increased in the urine-treated treatments, but no significant effects were observed due to biochar rate. Soil total nitrogen content increased when urine was applied, and 15 nitrogen enrichment increased in the urine after application of urine, but there was no effect of biochar on soil nitrogen content. Inorganic nitrogen content of soil decreased by increasing the biochar rate. In the second experiment, the biochar retrieved from the first experiment, which I call it urine-treated biochar, was incorporated to the soil, also fresh biochar incorporated as well, and it was planted with perennial ryegrass. We had four treatments replicated five times, including soil plus perennial ryegrass, soil plus fresh biochar at 20 tons per hectare, with or without ryegrass, and soil plus urine-treated biochar at 20 tons per hectare without with and or without ryegrass. All the treatments were kept in growth cabinet for 30 days. after 30 days, neither leaf or root dry matter yield changed due to biochar rate or type. Also, leaf or root nitrogen content did not change due to biochar type or rate. However, we found the increase in 15 nitrogen enrichment of the leaf and root material in urine-treated biochar, indicating the uptake of biochar nitrogen adsorbed. Also, after 30 days, the nitrogen content of biochar particles showed the decrease of around 5 milligram of gram of biochar since addition of this biochar to the soil in urine treated, and in organic nitrogen in ammonium concentration, it was higher in urine treated biochar, and the nitrate concentration, it was lower in urine treated biochar when plant was present. Soil nitrogen content differed with the treatment, and 15 nitrogen enrichment of the soil increased when the urine treated biochar applied to the soil. Soil ammonium concentration did not change due to the treatment, and the nitrate concentration again was lower in urine treated treatments when plant was present. So, conclusion: biochar reduced ammonia volatilization from 15 nitrogen labor ruminate urine. Biochar adsorbed 15 nitrogen in situ, demonstrating that despite the high soil pH in urine patch, the mechanisms of adsorption of ammonia on or into the biochar particles worked as the same in the same manner to the previous in vitro experiment. Also, when the urine-treated biochar particles were placed in fresh soil, subsequent plant 15 nitrogen enrichment demonstrated that the adsorbed nitrogen was plant available. This study still requires future work. In this current study, there were few differences between using 15 or 30 tons per hectare biochar, so optimal rate effects need to be further evaluated. In situ studies are now required to verify these results, and most of all, we need to better understand the mechanisms of nitrogen adsorption and release of biochar. And I've got lots of help from Landcare Research and Lincoln University, and I'm really thankful to all of them, and thank you for your attention.
You say you separate the biochar after 29 days of incubation.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you do that?
We use tweezers to separate the biochar particles from the soil. We save the soil from the biochar. It took a long time. Yeah.
Second is your biochar reduced the ammonia volatilizations. Have you kind of looked into how much of a nitrogen in adsorbent grams of biochar you added to that?
Yes, we did.
How much?
That was the graph of that.
Not hectare weight, I'm talking about the grams of biochar.
It was the concentration of biochar, the nitrogen concentration of biochar, a change from 0.6 to around 8 milligram per gram.
0.6 to 0.8.
Yeah.
That's about the comparable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was just wondering,
it was a biochar was made from Pinus radiata in a traditional manufacturing process at 350 degrees centigrade. The pH was around 8.